Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on today. Once again, praise God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. Once again, I said I will rejoice and be glad in it. I truly thank God for today. Amen. For this is that of another day that we can get it right. I thank God once again for being able to come forth to you on today. Praise God. Continue reading the Word of God out of the New King James Version of God's Holy Word. We truly thank God for all those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, even into our archives. God bless each and every one of you. Praise God. We truly thank God in the name of Jesus for on today. But once again, as always, we say that this is truly the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, we thank God for today. You know, oftentimes we sometimes can't control those things and get upset about those things that we have no control over. But as we come forth, praise God, as always, we come with the Word of God as we have. And we have no control over the speed. We have no control over the internet connections or anything of that nature. And it gets kind of discouraging and frustrating, I'm sure, for many of those that may be listening and are waiting on the Word of God. But it's equally, believe me, it's equally as frustrating waiting for the Blog Talk Radio to come back and link up. No matter how soon or how early you try to do it, you have to continue to wait on the internet to do what it is that is done. But praise God, once again, we truly just continue to try. We continue to move forward as we do the Blog Talk on today. We know that, once again, God allows all things to happen. We trust in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. Come on, somebody. And are called according to his purpose. Praise God. But we just always continue to move forward, standing strong on God's holy word. Because it's in that where we truly trust in his word. We give God all that praise, honor, and glory, because apart from God, we can do nothing. But with God, for God, and on the word of God that we bring, God is the way to keep him alive. So we trust him, we believe in him, and we thank God for him. God has given us that chance to once again get it right. We thank God for today. I give God praise. I give my wife honor, name of Jesus, for all of what it is that she does, as always, that she does it. I thank God once again always for you, 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 and you. And then I also want to acknowledge the brother, by Minister Andrew Orlander. Praise God. For he continues to do what God has called for him to do when he has the opportunity, that we continue to pray and ask God to bless him. And we once again just thank God, truly in the name of Jesus, for being able to give his word, bring his word, and speak his word. And as always, we go through the usual prayer, and then we go and we go with a song, and then we come, and then we come with the book of Joshua. Amen. Joshua chapter 12, we will bring. Joshua chapter 12. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, Minister Andrew. We thank God for you to continue to be able to join us. We thank God for your patience as we also work out the kinks once again still. But we thank God for you, Minister Andrew, and your family. We thank you for the listening and your support here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We continue bringing the word as we do. We thank you, Minister. God bless you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you on today, again, we come humbling ourselves. Lord, we're sinners, yet we're saved by grace, Lord. I ask that you forgive us of the small sins we commit, We ask that you forgive us of the large sins that have been committed. But we know and trust that, Lord God, you are with us. Continue to strengthen us and not leave our home, leave our hearts. Protect us, Lord God, and seal us until the day of redemption. We give you praise, we give you glory and honor, because you're worthy of these things. Acknowledge and praise. Lord God, thank you. Thank you for us today in the name of Jesus as we continue to move forward, Lord God. We continue to read the word of God and we stand and trust that all is well in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We'll be found. Joshua chapter 12. We'll be back.
Each and every one of you, praise God. That's with us on today. That's coming forth to hear out of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, the reading of the Word of God from the New King James Version. We're currently in the book of Joshua, chapter 12. Let us read.
These all the kings of the land. The children of Israel defeated, and who the land they possessed on the other side of the Jordan for the rising of the sun from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon and through the eastern Jordan plain. One king was Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon and ruled half of Gilead from Ere, which is on the bank of the river Arnon, from the middle of that river, even as far as the river Jabbok, which is the border of the Amorites, and the eastern Jordan plain, from the Sea of Kinnereth, as far as the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, the road to Beth Jeshimoth, and southward below the slopes of Pisa. The other king was Og, king of Bashan, on his territory, who was Og, the remnant of the giants who dwelt at Esra and at Idri, and reigned over Mount Hermon, over Selkah, over all Bashan, as far as the border of the Jeshurites and the Mechahites, and over half of Gilead to the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. These Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the children of Israel had conquered, and Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given it as a possession to the Reubenites, the Gileadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh. And these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel conquered on this side of the Jordan, on the west, from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon, as far as Mount Helek, and the ancient to Seir, which Joshua gave to the tribes of Israel as a possession according to their division in the mountain country, in the lowlands, in the Jordan plain, in the slopes, in the wilderness, in the south, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The king of Jericho, the king of Ai, which is beside Bethawan, the king of Jerusalem, one, the king of Hebron, one, the king of Jamath, one, the king of Lachish, one, the king of Elegon, one, the king of Gezer, one, the king of Geba, one, the king of Geber, one, the king of Hamra, one, the king of Arad, one, the king of Libna, one, the king of Adullam, one, the king of Makeda, one, the king of Bethel, one, the king of Tepua, one, the king of Hepha, one, the king of Essex, one, the king of Leshron, one, the king of Medan, one, the king of Hazar, one, the king of Shimron, Meron, one, the king of Ashshepha, one, the king of Tanakh, one, the king of Megiddo, one, the king of Kadesh, one, the King of Jukunim, one. In Karma, the King of Dor, in the Heights of Dor, one. The King of the People of Gilgal, one. The King of Tirzah, one. All the kings, 31. Joshua, chapter 13. No, Joshua was old and advanced in years. And the Lord said to him, you are advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed. This is the land that yet remains, all the territory of the Philistines and all the Jerites. Chiron, which is east of Egypt, as far as the border of Ekron, northward, which is counted as Canaanite. The five lords of the Philistines, the Jezreelites, the we'll be back.
You gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old muse, and said, since I can't shout in your church.
Amen, amen, amen. We come back again. We pick back up at chapter 13. Amen. Joshua, chapter 13. Now Joshua was old, advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, you are advanced in years, and there remains very much, and yet to be possessed. This is the land that yet remains all the territory of the Philistines and all that of the Jezreelites. From Shehar, which is east of Egypt, as far as the border of Ekron, northward, which is accounted as Canaanite, the five lords of the Philistines, the Jezreelites, the Ashdodites, the Ashkenites, the Gittites, and the Ekronites, also the Evites from the south, all the land of the Canaanites, and Merah that belongs to the Sidonian, as far as Aphek to the border of Arad, the land of the Gileadites, and all Lebanon toward the sunrise. From Baal Gad below Mount Hermon, as far as the entrance to Hamath, all the inhabitants of the mountains from Lebanon, as far as the brook Mizrephah, and all the citizens, then I will drive out from before the children of Israel, only divided by lot to Israel as an inheritance, as I have commanded you. Now, therefore,
divide this land as an inheritance to the 9 tribes and hold the tribe of Manasseh with the old half tribe, the Reubenites and the Gadites. They see their inheritance, which King Moses had given them beyond the Jordan eastward, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had given to them from Ar, which is on the brink of River Arn, and the town that is in the midst of the ravine, and all the plain of Midbida, as far as Dion.
All the city, O Sion, king of Aramites,
who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the border of the children of Ammon, Gilead, and the border of the Gizrites and the Micahites, O Mount Hermon, in all Bashan, as far as Selkah, all the king of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Estra, in Ebrai, who remained of the remnant of the giants, for Moses had defeated and cast out these. Nevertheless, the children of Israel do not give up the Gizrites or the Mekarites, but the Gizrites and the Mekarites dwell among the Israelites until this day. Only to the tribe of Levi, he had given no inheritance. The sacrifice of the Lord God of Israel made by fire are their inheritance, as he said to them.
And Moses had given to the tribe one of the children of Reuben an inheritance according to their families. Their territories, while from Ar, which is on the bank of River Arnon, and the city that is on the midst of the ravine, and all the plain by Media, Heshbon, and all its cities that are in the plain, Divan, Benmath, Baal, Beth, Mil, Mion, Geheza, Kedemoth, Mipha, Kirjath, Simra, Zerah, Shehar, on the mountains of the valley, Bethia, the slopes of Bika, and Beth Zesma, all the cities of the plain and all the kingdom of Sion, king of the Ammonites, reigned in his mind, who Moses had struck with the princes of Midian, Eden, Rechem, Zah, Ur, and Reba, who were princes of Sion, dwelling in the country. The children of Israel also killed with the sword Balaam, the son of Beor, the soothsayer among those who killed by them, and the brother of the children of Reuben was the bank of the Jordan. This was the inheritance of the children of Reuben according to the families, the cities, and their villages. Moses also had given an inheritance to the tribe of Gad, to the children of Gad according to their families, their Tyre, old Giza, and all the cities of Gilead, and half of the land of the Ammonites, as far as Ar, which is before Reba.
In from Hishbon to Rima, Mizpah and Bitnon,
and from Mahanim to the Bala Biba, and in the valley of Bethlehem, Beth Mira,
and Zophan, the rest of the kingdom of Sion, king of Eshbon,
with that Jordan as its border, as far as the edge of the sea of China, on the other side of the Jordan eastward. This is the inheritance of the children of Gad according to their families, the cities and their villages. Moses also had given their inheritance to half the tribe of the Manasseh. It was a for half the tribe of the children of Manasseh, according to their families. Their territory was from Mahanaim, all Bashan, all the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all of the towns of Jar, which are in Bashan, 60 cities of Og. Estras and Edrea, cities of the kingdom of Og, in Bashan, for the children of Micah, and the son of Manasseh, for half of the children of Micah, according to the families. These are the areas which Moses had distributed as an inheritance in the plains of Moab on the other side of the Jordan by Jericho eastward. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses had given no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he has said to them.
Joshua chapter 14.
These are the areas which the children of Israel inhabited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua, the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel, distributed out an inheritance to them. Their inheritance was by lot, as the Lord had commanded by the land of Moses, the hand for the nine tribes, the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of the two tribes and the half tribe on the other side of the Jordan out, but to the Levites we had given no inheritance among them. For the children of Chush were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they gave no part to the Levites in the land, except cities to dwell in, with their common land for their livestock and their property, as the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did. And they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Kishri, said to him, "You know the word which the Lord had said to Moses, the mind of God concerning you and me in Kadesh Barn. Barnea,
I was fought this hope with Moses, the servant of the Lord,
shipped me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back wine to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brother, who went up with me, mate, the heart of the people lived, but I only followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your feet has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke these words to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years old, as yet I am as strong this day as on this day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It will be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave Hebron to Gibe, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Afar became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Kenazite to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron formerly was Kirjath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the Lord had rest from war. Joshua chapter 15. So, this was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. The brother, the border of Edom, with the wilderness of Zin, southward was the extreme southern border. And their southern border began at the shore of the Salt Sea, from the bay that faces southward. They each went out to the southern side of the ancient Inicrabim base, passed along the Zin, ascended on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, passed along Hezron, went up to Elah, and went around to Karka. From there, it passed toward Ezam, and went out to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be our silent border. The East Border was the salt sea as far as the mouth of the Jordan. And the border on the northern quarter began at the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. The border went up to Beth Hegla and patched north of Beth Arba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Then the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor. And it turned northward toward Gilgal, which is before the exit of Adamum, which is on the south side of the valley. The border continued toward the water of Enshemesh and ended at Enrogel. And the border went up by the valley of the Sea of Hinnom to the southern slope of the Jebusite city, which is Jerusalem. The border, which went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Helon, westward, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim, northward. Then the border went around from the top of the hill to the fountain of the water of Mephitah and extended to the city of Mount Ephraim, and the border went around the Bela, which is Kirjath Jearim. Then the border turned west from Bela to Mount Seir, passed along the side of the mountain Jearim on the north, which is Chislam, went down to Beth Shemesh and passed on to Timnah. In the border went up to the side of Ekron, northward, to the border went round to Shikron, passed along the Mount Bela, and extended to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. The west border was the coastline of the Great Sea, that is the boundary of the children of Judah all around according to their families. Now to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a share among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, namely Kirjath Arba, which is Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there, Sheshai, Amnon, and Tanya, the children of Anak. He went up from there to the inhabitants of Debir. Formerly, the name of Debir was Kirjath Sefer. And Caleb said, he who attacks searches Siva and seeks it, to him I will give Akash, Asa, my daughter, as wife. To Uthinia, the son of Canis, brother of Caleb, took it. And he gave him Exa, his daughter, as wife. Now, it was she, when she came to him, that she persuaded him to ask her father for a feed. So she dismounted from her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered, "Give me a blessing which you have given me land in the south. Give me also springs of water." He gave her an upper spring and a lower spring. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. The cities from the midst of the tribe of the children of Judah toward the border of Edom in the south. Well, Kaziel, Etnis, Jager, Kina, Dimnoma, Adana, Kadesh, Hazza, Ikman, Zip, Telem, Bila, Hazza, Hadassah, Kira, Hezron, which is Hezer, Adam, Tima, Melda, Hezer, Keda, Hisham, Beth, Pivot, Hezer, Shai, Sheba, Bizzeta, Bela, Jim, Ism, Iklit, Chisel, Harma, Ziglig, Mirma, Tina, Leba, Shilham, in Remnan. All the cities are 21 and their villages. In the lowland, Ishto, Zora, Eshna, Zenoa, in Gimin, Tippua, Enam, Jesmoth, Edron, Sokoth, Ezza, Sharam, Edatum, Gidera, Gerathim, 14 cities with their villages. Zinin, Hadesha, Gilgal, Ged, Gilean, Mizpah, Jekyll, Lachish, Buska, Eglon, Caban, Lameth, Kilis, Jeberus, Beth Dagon, Nema, Ed, Makada. 16 cities were their villages. Libna, Ifna, Eshnan, Jephtha, Eshna, Mizab, Mila, Eshkeb, and Mizma, 9 cities with their villages, Ekron with its towns and villages from Ekron to the sea. Oh, that lay near Eshdod with their villages, Eshdod with their towns, the villages, Geza with their towns and villages, as far as the brooks of Egypt and the great sea and its coastlines, and in the mountain countries, Shemna, Jeter, Sokos, Dana, Kerja, Sena, which is Debar, Enam, Exmoth, Enam, Goshan, Helam, and Gela, 11 cities were their villages. Erech, Duma, Ishin, Jenam, Beth, Tepua, Ephekka, Hebron, and Zia, 9 cities were their villages. Moan, Carmel, Zipha, Jera, Zeriel, Jekdin, Benam, Cain, Jabez, and Tima, 10 cities with their villages. Helel, Beth Zer, Gilead, Merath, Beth Meneth, and Elkan, 6 cities that were their villages. Kajath, Bel, which is Kajath, Jerem, and Reba, 2 cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth Erebus, Miren, Ika, Nebushan, the cities of salt, and Gibi, 6 cities with their villages. As far to the sites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah, could not drive them out. But the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem to this day. Amen. We had a few interruptions in between, but we thank you for your due diligence in allowing us to continue to complete on today. Amen. God bless you. We'll be back on Thoughts for Tomorrow and continue reading, I guess, reading the book of Joshua, chapter 16. Amen. That's Joshua, chapter 16. Once again, we thank you for today. We're going to continue to bring forth that word. Continue to trust that God can and God has already provided us with the blessings of today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And thank you for the word of God. Be blessed.
This song says, God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and His grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Can I get a witness in here?
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I was right at the edge of the breakthrough, but couldn't see. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and He helped me grow. So I wouldn't let go.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today. Somebody next to tell me, I was really down. I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go. Good.